Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 17th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
OTR Solutions President Clayton Griffin to speak at FreightWaves Future of Freight Festival 2025. OTR Solutions, a full-service freight factoring and transportation technology company, will be speaking at FreightWaves Future of Freight Festival on October 21-22 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. President Clayton Griffin will lead a fireside chat and demo ePay Manager, their back-office automation platform. Attendees can visit booth number 3 for personalized demos and networking. OTR's participation reflects their commitment to empowering industry professionals. They've also been named to the FreightWaves 2026 Freight Tech 100 list, recognizing their innovative solutions for brokers and carriers. Learn more at otrsolutions.com. Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYS American, TMQ, poised for dual value creation from market demand, domestic policy. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on the NYSE American and TSX under the ticker symbol TMQ, is strategically positioned to capitalize on the increasing demand for critical minerals in the U.S. market. With its 50% owned Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska, containing valuable resources like copper, zinc, cobalt, and lead, Trilogy is aligning with the federal government's push for domestic mining. Backed by a $1.5 billion project valuation and strong state and federal support, Trilogy is set to benefit from market demand and evolving U.S. policies. The proposed Ambler Access Road is gaining recognition as essential infrastructure for mineral security, further enhancing Trilogy's position in the market.
HeartBeam combining portability and precision to redefine future of cardiac care. HeartBeam, listed on NASDAQ as BEAT, has developed a portable, credit card-sized device and software to capture heart signals in 3 dimensions and reconstruct them into a 12-lead ECG. This innovation holds great potential in detecting and treating heart disease, offering earlier intervention, fewer hospitalizations, and faster responses to arrhythmias. With study results validating its technology, HeartBeam aims to redefine cardiac care by combining portability with medical-grade accuracy. The company's upcoming commercialization represents a significant step towards transforming how heart disease is managed, highlighting a bright future for patient-centered cardiac care.
Supercom Ltd., NASDAQ SPCB, cements leading role in electronic monitoring with new contracts, technological advancements. Supercom Ltd., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol SPCB, is solidifying its position as a key player in the electronic monitoring market with new contracts and technological advancements. The company's Pure Security TM platform, which integrates GPS, RFID, and mobile-based monitoring solutions, has been instrumental in public safety programs. Recent studies have shown that electronic monitoring technology can significantly reduce recidivism rates, highlighting its importance in justice reform. Supercom's recent contract wins in the U.S. and Europe, including a $7 million national contract in Germany, demonstrate its continued growth and success in the industry. With over 30 new contracts signed globally since mid-2024, Supercom is expanding its presence in offender tracking and domestic violence prevention. For more information on Supercom Ltd., visit their newsroom at the provided link.
Athema files Q1 2025 quarterly results. Athema Health Corporation released its Q1 2025 results, including significant revenue growth to $3.518 million with $2.802 million from Aria, Kentucky. Operating expenses rose to $4.165 million, mainly due to increased personnel and rental costs. Despite an operating loss increase to $0.647 million, cash flow utilized in operations decreased. Interest expenses also rose to $428 million. Athema expects significant revenue increases in Q2 and Q3, with Q2 revenue projected to increase by 40%. The company anticipates restoring its trading status on the OTCID market once filings are up to date. CEO Sean Leon reported successful operations in Florida and Kentucky, with plans to bring additional facilities online. Construction on Aria Kentucky's new head office is underway and expected to be completed by December 2025. Powerbank Corporation, Nting, Hout NN, 103, advances new 6.9-megawatt site in New York's Capital District. Powerbank Corporation, a premier developer and owner of renewable energy projects, has advanced a new 6.9-megawatt solar project in New York's Capital District. The project, known as NY Crawford RD, is expected to qualify for incentives under the MISERTA NY Sun program and will supply clean energy to power approximately 800 homes. With experience in over 100 megawatts of completed projects, Powerbank is contributing to New York's goal of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025. The company has begun the interconnection application and preliminary screening analysis, marking the first stage of development for this initiative.
Balfour Senior Living and University of Colorado Anschutz launch Living Lab to advance aging research. Balfour Senior Living, in partnership with the University of Colorado Anschutz Multidisciplinary Center on Aging, has launched a research community living lab at the Balfour Louisville campus. This initiative allows older adults to participate in studies, serve on advisory boards, and contribute to advancements in aging and healthcare. Dr. Carrie Levy from CU Anschutz stated that this collaboration creates a space where research and real-life experiences drive innovation. Residents can join studies on hearing, hypertension, neurophysiology, and more. By involving residents in the research process, Balfour and CU Anschutz are enhancing senior care and driving innovation in the senior living industry. This partnership empowers residents to shape the future of healthcare and provides associates with tools to better support them and their families. Network news breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, positioned to fill critical gaps in cancer care with RNA and small molecule therapies. Oncotelic Therapeutics, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, is pioneering RNA candidates and strategic programs for lethal and overlooked cancers. Their lead candidate, OT-101, is an anti-TGF-beta RNA therapeutic, showing promise in relapsed and refractory cancers, as well as against SARS-CoV-2. With a focus on high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric diseases, Oncotelic is positioned to address gaps in traditional treatments. The company's CEO, Dr. Vuong Tro, has filed over 150 patent applications and holds 39 issued U.S. patents. Through joint ventures like GMP Bio, Oncotelic is advancing its pipeline to strengthen its position in oncology and rare disease therapeutics.
D1 Training reveals enhanced path to ownership, a strategic framework for entrepreneurial growth. D1 Training, a leading fitness concept, unveils a structured path to ownership for franchisees. The six-phase journey includes exploration, validation, site selection, training, pre-sales, and ongoing support. This model empowers entrepreneurs with clarity and guidance from initial inquiry to grand opening. With over 155 facilities nationwide, D1's growth is driven by demand in scholastic training and personalized fitness. The brand's comprehensive support systems and scalable business model make it an attractive opportunity for aspiring franchise owners. Recognized as one of the top franchise brands, D1 Training's strategic framework reflects continued development and momentum in the industry.
Floor Coverings International sets record growth in Q3 with 30 signed franchise agreements. Floor Coverings International, the number one flooring franchise in North America, is on track for record growth with 30 franchise agreements signed in Q3. With 70 agreements signed YTD, the brand is aiming for 100 by year's end. August alone saw 15 new agreements, expanding into 8 new territories and 7 resales. The steady growth is fueled by a projected 2.4% annual growth rate in the flooring industry. FCI offers a low-cost entry point with strong margins, appealing to entrepreneurs. The brand's innovative mobile flooring showrooms and data-driven systems set it apart in the market. For more information, visit the franchise website or call 833-902-4417.
Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining, Max X, OTXF, 89N, selects drilling contractor for Canada's first natural hydrogen well. Max Power Mining, a Canadian exploration company, has selected a premier Saskatchewan-based drilling contractor to execute Canada's first dedicated deep well targeting natural hydrogen at the Lawson target within the Genesis Trend. Drilling is set to begin around November 7, 2025, pending the Lawson well license. The operation will utilize a powerful teledouble rig with a 24-person crew working two 12-hour shifts over approximately 3 weeks. CEO Mansoor John highlighted this collaboration as a major milestone, emphasizing the company's pursuit of the world's first commercial natural hydrogen discovery with a top-tier team. Max Power focuses on North America's decarbonization shift and holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. For more information, visit the company's website at maxpowermining.com.
Westvault Mining Inc., YIC, WVMD, gold exposure by holding Nevada gold reserves in the ground. Westvault Mining Inc., listed on the TSX Type V as WWVM and on the OAKS as WVMDF, holds a bullish outlook for gold, choosing to keep its gold reserves in the ground for lower risk and higher long-term returns. The company has de-risked its Hasbrouck gold project in Nevada through a PFS and major permits. With gold's reputation as a hedge against inflation and market volatility on the rise, many investors are turning to the metal for protection. Analysts predict increasing gold prices, with some forecasting prices exceeding $5,000 or even $10,000 per ounce. Westvault Mining stands out as a value-driven company, focusing on long-term value per share while minimizing development and financing risks until the balance is compelling. For more information, visit Westvault Mining's website at www.westvaultmining.com.
Sprott Asset Management's director of ETFs talks to Benzinga about why gold miners are shining bright these days. Sprott Asset Management's director of ETFs, Steve Schaffstall, discusses the surge in gold prices driven by currency debasement, geopolitical instability, and economic uncertainty. With global investment funds purchasing 13.5 billion ounces of gold and central banks actively buying gold, the interest in gold is high. Sprott Asset Management offers three gold ETFs, including the Sprott Gold Miners ETF, Sprott Junior Gold Miners ETF, and the Sprott Active Gold and Silver Miners ETF. The Active Gold and Silver Miners ETF, launched in February, leverages the management team's expertise in the gold mining space through active management. Despite the rally in gold prices, investors have been cautious with miners due to past experiences, but Schaffstall believes there is still room for the gold mining market to grow. Graphite is in demand, and China has a lock on the market. Here's how Nuvomont Graphite is helping change that. Nuvomont Graphite Inc. is aiming to be the first fully integrated, carbon-neutral producer of graphite, offering an alternative to China, the current leader in graphite production. With a mine in Quebec, Canada, NMG supports growth in electric vehicles, renewable energy storage, and consumer electronics. The company focuses on transforming graphite into active anode material for batteries, ensuring valuable products are not processed in China. CEO Eric Desaulniers emphasized the importance of graphite for the U.S. economy, especially in defense and battery applications. To learn more, watch the full interview on Benzinga's YouTube channel.
Tech Media Breaks Satellogic Inc., NASDAQ, SATL, prices $90 million public offering of Class A common stock. Satellogic Inc., a leader in submeter resolution Earth observation data, has priced its underwritten public offering of 27,692,308 shares of Class A common stock at 3.25 cents per share, expecting gross proceeds of about $90 million. The company granted underwriters a 30-day option to purchase an additional 4,153,846 shares. The offering is set to close around October 17, 2025. Cantor and Titan Partners Group are joint book-running managers, with Craig Hallam and Northland Capital Markets as co-managers. Satellogic plans to use the net proceeds for general corporate purposes. Founded in 2010, Satellogic aims to democratize access to geospatial data to address global challenges like climate change and food security.
Engel & Völkers Atlanta and North Georgia Mountains announces strategic shareholder transition with LH Group in North Georgia. Engel & Völkers Atlanta and North Georgia Mountains has completed a strategic shareholder transition with LH Group, a North Georgia-based real estate team. LH Group, specializing in mountain homes and lakefront property, is now the majority shareholder and license partner of the North Georgia Mountains office. Krista Huffstickler, founder of Engel & Völkers Atlanta and North Georgia Mountains, will remain a shareholder to ensure synergy. The brand has outperformed the market by 6% in 2024. This move signifies expansion in the North Georgia market, a premier destination for second homes. LH Group, led by Linda Baker and Heather Forsman, has achieved global recognition within Engel & Völkers. The goal is to strengthen the community-oriented culture in the North Georgia Mountains shop and support advisors with strategic growth initiatives.
Renovation Cells launches Instant Bid for kitchen estimates. Renovation Cells has launched Instant Bid, a platform that provides quick and accurate kitchen renovation estimates through iPhone Pro scans. Developed in collaboration with Render, Instant Bid uses LiDAR technology and Renovation Cells project database to offer real-time cost projections based on thousands of completed projects. This tool aims to address the common challenge of not knowing renovation costs, giving homeowners and agents transparent pricing in minutes. By combining automation with local data and hands-on support, Instant Bid allows users to receive instant estimates for updates like cabinet refinishing and countertops. This innovative approach is redefining the renovation industry, providing clear costs and attainable outcomes for homeowners and agents alike.
Tech Media Breaks, Swiss Quantum Technology SA, signs 10-member agreement to deploy D-Wave Advantage 2 annealing quantum computer. D-Wave Quantum Inc. announced a 10-member agreement with Swiss Quantum Technology SA to deploy a D-Wave Advantage 2 quantum computer in Europe. The system, part of Italy's Q Alliance initiative, will be accessible through D-Wave's Leap quantum cloud service. Dr. Alan Baratz, CEO of D-Wave, highlighted the importance of expanding global access to quantum computers. The 4,400-plus qubit Advantage 2 system is designed to facilitate quantum applications for production deployment. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing technology, offering both annealing and gate model quantum computers to help customers solve complex problems efficiently. For more information, visit dwavequantum.com. Bolton Capital and Trucka to keep the cash flowing for One Choice Logistics. One Choice Logistics, specializing in top-tier aggregate transportation services in South and Central Florida, faced cash flow challenges due to extended accounts receivables. To address this, they partnered with Truckit and Bolton Capital. Bolton funded $400,000 within 48 hours, allowing One Choice to meet financial obligations promptly. By integrating Bolton's rapid payment capabilities with TruckIT's e-ticketing platform, One Choice now enjoys seamless invoice processing and faster payments. CEO Nani Bernal praised the partnership for improving efficiency and providing much-needed funding. The collaboration has not only helped One Choice financially, but also eased Bernal's stress, allowing for smoother operations and happier drivers, subcontractors, and customers.
Using EVs for e-commerce deliveries could slash urban emissions, UNEP says. Electric vehicles used for e-commerce deliveries could dramatically reduce urban emissions as online shopping continues expanding globally, according to the United Nations Environment Program. Companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., that are selling electrified delivery vans, are at the forefront of this green initiative. By utilizing EVs for deliveries, cities could see a significant decrease in pollution levels. This shift towards electric vehicles aligns with the growing focus on sustainability in the transportation sector, offering a cleaner and more efficient solution for last-mile deliveries. New Bedford Research and Robotics awarded grant from Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to advance ocean innovation. New Bedford Research and Robotics has been awarded a $65,000 grant from the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to advance ocean innovation. The grant is part of the state's Ocean Innovation Network, which aims to strengthen Massachusetts' position in ocean technology. The announcement was made at NBRR during MassCEC's Climate Tech Corridor Roadshow, with Dr. Emily Reichert and New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell in attendance. The grant will fund the acquisition of a CNC machine to prototype components for underwater robots and other ocean tech innovations. This investment will streamline development, reduce costs, and accelerate innovation for early-stage companies. NBRR's role in supporting Massachusetts' ocean innovation community solidifies New Bedford's position as a hub for marine innovation and clean energy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.